Hello, my name is Jessica Dean, and I am a cloud developer advocate here at Microsoft. I focus heavily on DevOps, but from the ops perspective. And even more shocking, I have a deep passion for Linux and open source. Today, I'm going to show you how you can do container-based deployments with Docker and Kubernetes in Azure with Visual Studio Team Services. Now, with my background of Linux system administration and deep engagement in local open source communities, I had to go learn VSTS. What I was surprised to discover is how easy it is to configure your build and release stages for your container-based deployments with both Docker and Kubernetes in Azure in your CI/CD pipeline using VSTS. For today's Docker swarm mode demo, we are going to deploy an example voting web app. To do this, we will use a Docker Compose file to build three images. One image for our vote application, which is built on Python, the second image to preview our results, which is built in Node, and then a third image for our worker service. As a backend, our web voting app will use Redis and Postgres to cache data. And for our Kubernetes demo, we are going to deploy a simple Node-based chat app that relies on Mongo. To do this, we'll use individual Docker files to build our respective chat app and Mongo images, push them to our private Docker registry using Azure Container Registry, and then use a YAML file to handle our Kubernetes deployment, referencing our newly created images during the release stage. Now, before we get started, I want to highlight a few things about Azure Container Service with Swarm Mode. First, Swarm Mode, or Docker CE, is still in preview, and it's only available in the following regions at this time: UK West, UK South, East US, West US, West US 2, Canada East, Canada Central, West India, South India, and Central India. It is also only deployable, for now, via the Azure command line. You would specify Docker CE when using the orchestrator type switch. Let's go check it out. Great, so I have already pre-configured two projects for this demo. One is going to show you Docker Swarm Mode in Azure. The other is going to show Kubernetes deployment. Let's start with Swarm Mode. So I'm already logged in to my VSTS collection, and I already have the Swarm Mode project selected. I've also already created a build definition and release pipeline. So we're going to start with the build definition, and we see Swarm Mode Demo CI right here. If I go ahead and hit the ellipses and touch edit, we can take a look and see what I've defined. First, there's three parts under tasks. There's process, there's get sources, and then there's our phase, where we're going to execute off a series of tasks to complete our build or our integration. Under process, I've already named the process, and you'll see under agent queue, I am using a hosted Linux preview agent, because what I'm running are going to be Linux commands, and I'm using Linux to build my Docker image. If I wanted to select a different agent, I could hit the drop-down menu and select a different hosted agent that Microsoft provides, or I could even choose a private agent that I provide. Again, we're going to go with the hosted Linux agent for today's demo. Next, I'm going to get sources. Now, I'm actually using a Git repository I have set up in VSTS. I've imported a project that I have from GitHub actually into VSTS. So I've selected the proper repository, and I'm going to use the master branch. Next is where we just start adding in tasks into our phases. If I wanted to add a new task, I would simply hit the plus sign right here, and I would choose which task I want to run. For example, I could type in the word Docker, and I could choose to add a Docker task. I have already done that, so let's take a look at the first task, which is Docker Compose. I'm going to run a Docker Compose command, because again, to build our three images, we are going to reference a Docker Compose file. So first off, you'll see here that the container registry I'm using to build and push is going to be Azure Container Registry. You also see that my subscription is already added in, and the container registry I've already selected. Now, if you didn't have these options pre-configured, you would simply go up here under your project, go to services and add one, or you can hit manage and you can add it from there. So we'll take a look at these services. So you'll see that I'm under services and you'll see that I've actually added a few different services for this project. One, you'll see that I've added in Docker CE demo. This is actually an SSH endpoint. So under endpoints, you would hit the new service endpoint to add in a new Azure Resource Manager subscription, a Docker registry, Jenkins, Kubernetes. This is where you go to add your services for your build. For Docker CE or for Swarm Mode, I'm adding an SSH connection because I'm actually going to connect to my cluster through SSH. So if I hit update service configuration, I see the host name I can specify, the port for Azure Container Service, the SSH connections go through port 2200, specify the username, if there's any password or passphrase for my private key, and then I enter the contents of my private key in the private key field. That's all that I need to do. Next, I've also added in, as you saw, my Azure Container Registry credentials. So we can see under service configuration, I've named the connection, something that is a friendly name to me. Docker Registry, I've provided the address. I've also provided the ID and the password and my email address. I'll show how that's applied at a different time. For Kubernetes, I've also added the connection name, the server URL for my cluster, and the config file. And then for my subscription, which I've already added, again, you can see the connection name and the subscription I've already added. If you wanted to add a new one, again, you would just hit new service endpoint. Great. So we'll go back over and take a look at our build. We've specified the registry, our subscription, and our registry again. Under here is where we reference where our compose file is. So if we don't know the path, we can actually hit the ellipses right here. And underneath our repository, we can see the directory structure. So I can see all the files and folders. I know that I have my Docker file under the YAML folder. So right here, I have my Docker compose YAML file. You'll also see the Docker stack file. I'll use that in my release stage. So I've specified the compose file here. The project name I want to build, I'm referencing is the build repository name, which is just Swarm Mode Demo. I'm going to qualify the image names. And the action I'm going to request is that I want to run a Docker compose command. The command I want to run is just up-d. Next, I'm going to go ahead and push the images from that build directly into my Azure Container Registry. So again, I've specified and connected, specified the connection type, the subscription, and the registry. The action is that I want to push images, and I'm actually pushing multiple images. The image name path, I have a text file located again right in my repository with the image names listed. I'm going to qualify the image name, and I also want it to push not only the build number, but the latest tag. Next, I'm going to copy files that I'm going to need for the release. So I'm going to copy template files. The source folder that it's going to get is going to be all my YAML files, and it's going to drop it into templates for my artifacts staging, where it gets ready to publish the artifacts. Next, the last task is publish artifacts, where we have the, again, the same path to publish, which was the one I just referenced in the copy files task. The artifact name I'm going to have it drop it into is drop, and then the public location is again VSTS. So let's go ahead and hit Q. And we'll have this fire off a build. Build has started, and we can actually watch it as it completes. Okay, so we are now running our Docker compose command, where it's going to build our images that we're going to ultimately push for our release stage. And now it's pushing the images that it built as part of the Docker compose task. And now it's copying files to use in our release stage. And it's finished our build. Great. So now let's go take a look at the releases. Let's refresh. We should see another release pop up. So before we actually, let's double click on it. I can see that it is in progress. Before we take a look at the logs, let's take a look and see what it's doing. So I've already set up, again, my release stage and my pipeline.
For artifacts, it's pulling the artifacts that we published from our build or from our continuous integration. And I've already added a continuous deployment trigger to fire off into my dev environment. When I look at any pre-deployment conditions, it's set to just trigger after release, and I don't need any pre-deployment approvers. Of course, if I wanted to add those, I could choose to do so under pre-deployment conditions. So let's take a look at our phase and the two tasks we've defined. So first off, you'll see that the agent phase, again, I'm still using a hosted Linux machine. And I'm copying files over SSH. I'm copying the files I'm going to need to run Docker Stack Deploy on my Docker CE cluster. So we'll see that it's using that drop source folder that it got from publishing the artifacts in build, and it's copying everything that's a YAML file. Next, through SSH and through my SSH endpoint that I specified in services, it's running normal Docker commands. So I'm doing Docker login, I'm specifying my registry, username, and password, and then I'm automatically exporting an environment variable to be 2375, because that's where Docker is listening, and this is the master agent that I connected to. And then I'm just running a normal Docker stack deploy command and referencing the compose file that I copied in the previous step. So if we take a look at variables, we'll see that I've entered in the Docker username, password, and registry under variables. Now, if we go over to releases, so let's take a look as that releases. So we see that it's initializing the agent, the job, it's downloading our YAML files, it's copying them over to our master agent of our Docker Swarm cluster. And now it's running our Docker stack deploy command. We see that it actually already completed. So if we just go back so we can see the log file, and there we go. We can see that it created the network, it created our services, and it created our database. So if we go over to our app, we can see that we have our web app serving, and we could click around. And there we go. So now let's go ahead and close out of our Docker Swarm stuff, and we can go right into our Kubernetes deployment. So I already have the Kubernetes project loaded up here. Again, I just have Kubernetes selected. And I have a build definition I have pre-created. So if I hit edit, again, just like in the previous Docker Swarm, I have three tasks. I have process, get sources, and phases. Under process, I have my agent queue selected as a hosted Linux agent queue. Get sources is I've already imported contents from a GitHub repository into a Git repository in VSTS. So I'm going to use a VSTS, this project, as the repository to get the sources. And then under phases, I've already configured my tasks. So our first task is that we're going to build a service image for our MongoDB. Again, I've already defined my container registry, my subscription, my container registry. The action is that I'm going to build an image, and I've already specified my Docker file. If I didn't know where it is, I could click the ellipses here, I could scroll down, and I could find my Docker file, which I've just named Mongo this time. I'm going to use the default build context. I'm going to specify the image name as being with a prefix with my Azure Container Registry address, Mongo, and build ID. And I'm also going to have it build and include the latest tag. Next, I'm going to push that same image to Azure Container Registry, specify the subscription, the registry, the action is that I'm going to push an image, specify the same name as I referenced in the build, and I've included the latest tag that I also want it to push in addition to the build ID. I'm going to do the same exact thing I did for Mongo for my demo chat application. So I'm going to build a service, specify the registry, the subscription, and the registry name. Building an image is the action I'm choosing. I've specified my Docker file. I don't need any build arguments. The image name for this is, again, the prefix of my Azure Container Registry, demo chat. I've qualified the image name, and I'm also including the latest tag in addition to the build ID. I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to push that image. So I've called this task pushing an image, specified my credentials for my container registry, pushing an image, the same name I defined in build, and I'm also going to push the build ID and latest tag. Finally, I'm going to copy the template files, just like how I did from Docker, and I'm going to reference the YAML files as being the source folder. The contents is anything that ends in YAML, and it's going to copy it over to a templates directory to stage for my artifacts. Finally, I'm going to publish my artifacts, referencing that same directory. This time, I'm going to call the artifacts YAML, and I'm going to publish that to VSTS. So let's go ahead and queue that build. Great, so this build is starting. You can see that it's initializing the job. It's getting our sources. It's going to proceed and build our service images. It's now pushing our first image, Mongo, that it's already built. It's building a second service image for our chat application. It's now pushing that service image up to our Azure Container Registry. And it's now copying our template files we're going to use for release. So let's go check out our release. And I see that it's already started, release 26. So let's take a look and see what it's doing while it's building. So I can see that it's pulling in artifacts from the build. I've already added that in, and I've already defined this pipeline. We can see that the project is the Kubernetes project, and it's using our CI from our build definition for the source. It's also getting the latest version. I have a continuous deployment trigger set up on it, and there's no pre-approvers needed for the dev environment. So if we go down into that, the agent phase I'm using is a hosted Linux preview again, and I'm only running one task. I'm using kubectl apply to apply my YAML file to stand up my services and my demo chat. If you notice up here, I've already added in my Kubernetes connection, and I've already set my Azure Container Registry for it to pull the images. It's also going to create a secret for me in my Kubernetes instance. So we can also take a look at my Kubernetes dashboard. Let me refresh this here. And I can see that it already deployed and stood up my demo chat and my MongoDB. I can see the services here. I can see my replica sets, my pods, and the secret that it created for me. So while it still stood up the services, I am waiting for it to trigger an external IP address so that we can go take a look at it. So we just refreshed the page, and I can see that I do have an external IP address. So we should be able to go and view our chat application. There we go. And let's go ahead and take a look at the logs just so we can see what happened in that release stage. So we can see that that completed successfully in our dev environment. And we can see that it initialized the agent, the job, it downloaded our artifacts. So we can see that it downloaded the YAML files that we wanted to use. And then it ran our kubectl apply command. You can see that it created the secret, and we get that confirmation back. It created our Mongo deployment and our service and our demo chat deployment and our associated service. And that was exactly what we saw over here under our overview. And then we viewed our chat application. So there you go, container-based deployments with Docker and Kubernetes in Azure using Visual Studio Team Services. We were able to seamlessly tie in Linux with our build and release agents and open source orchestrators such as Kubernetes and Docker. This really shows how VSTS can completely handle your container-based deployments with Docker and Kubernetes, both in Azure, with standard DevOps practices. And what's even more cool is how you can do it from any platform. With my deep passion for Linux and the open source community, I can't tell you how excited I am to see open source orchestrators like Kubernetes and Docker treated as first-class citizens within the Microsoft ecosystem. Thanks very much, guys.